Thanks for being with us. Until this past Tuesday, only 17 of the 100 members of the Virginia House of Delegates were women. Now the number will surge to nearly 30. Women won big on Election Day and are being credited with the Democrats' big night overall. Mary Jordan, national correspondent at The Washington Post, says it's a testament to the remarkable explosion of women candidates who have entered the political stage in the past year. Mary, explain your story.
Well, let's just look at Virginia. Though what happened there happened pretty much everywhere in the country that there was an election. We had 15 seats that flipped from Republican to Democratic column, and 11 of those were women, and most of them had never, ever run for office before.
Wow.
So it was pretty stunning.
Wow. What did they give reasons as to why we saw this wave?
Well, I think when you look at the backgrounds, there were immigrants. Two of them were immigrants. Several of them said that they had been angered by comments that Trump had made or actions he had done. Two of them were Latinas. One of them said to me, you know, I'd never thought about running for office, but when I heard kids say, our president doesn't like people that speak Spanish, and this woman was born in Peru, I decided to run.
But, I mean, even as far away as, like, Montana, refugee from Liberia, the first black mayor in Helena.
Incredible, actually. And, you know, some people are saying that Trump's election could be. I mean, there's still a lot of time to tell before, of course, the big elections next year and then the next presidential election. But was this the last gasp of white privilege, some people are saying, when they look what happened? We had refugees, you know, and especially after this administration has been talking about decreasing the number of immigrants to this country and taking in refugees. To have a refugee from Liberia become the mayor, the first black mayor of Helena, Montana, first black female was elected in Charlotte. Women, for the first time in a century, a woman is now the mayor of Seattle. And many of them were carrying messages that were directly opposite what's coming out of the White House.
What also jumped out at me, too, correct me if I'm quoting the right number, I think you said 40 women running for governorships next year or in the coming years?
Right. And we've never seen anything like that because there have been, of course, women governors, but still it's largely a man's club, as is Congress. So this huge spike really tells you something because, of course, a governorship is often a springboard, as it was for Bill Clinton and many other people, to the White House.
Mm. What else jumped out at you as you were kind of pulling all this together when you started to realize, I guess, the number of women who had expressed interest ran and won?
Well, I think that we, on one hand, while this is very interesting and substantial, especially when you look at the large number of first-time women running for office, but I guess I also would say that, remember, these are state legislatures. This is not Congress. This is what's going to go on in state houses. And there is still a lot, I mean, nothing really has changed in Congress, nothing, you know, where a lot of the action is happening. And I don't know how long or if it will bubble up, that this kind of diversity that we're seeing about immigrants and Latinas and people from Vietnam and Peru and Liberia. I mean, it's pretty incredible how quickly things are changing in the state houses, but it's a huge leap to go from what's going on in Helena, Montana, or in Seattle, Washington, to the nation's capital.
We're speaking with Mary Jordan at The Washington Post, national correspondent. She's written a piece entitled, Women Racked Up Victories Across the Country Tuesday. It may be only the beginning. Now, I thought it was interesting taking the political parties out of it, just observing from, say, a year ago, where you have an anti-establishment outsider-slash-first-time politician who wins the White House. Then all of a sudden, a year later, you have this, what seems to be another wave of, well, I don't know, perhaps anti-establishment, but certainly outsiders and first-timers. What's going on here more broadly?
Well, we've seen this throughout history. People react to what's going on. Many of the people running now are reacting, saying they can't stand what's coming out of the White House. They don't like the anti-immigrant talk. They don't like what's going on in health care for women. Women particularly were saying, you know what, it's just too divisive. We're sick of the divisiveness, and so maybe it's my turn. Maybe I'm just so fed up with what's going on, I'm going to go and knock on doors and run.
Thanks, Mary. Mary Jordan, national correspondent at The Washington Post. Hey, thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe. For more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.